You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight. God inhabits your praise. Tell somebody, God comes in. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks at 7:45 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now. $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
To register, you can reach us at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tina Cook, and I would like to invite you to our awesome True Life Inner Healing Group every other Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. If you are in need of a touch, a word, or a healing from Jesus Christ, this is the place to be. Every group, we have a God encounter. I love the presence of God, but even more, I love watching Him instantly transform your life. It's a fact that your life will never be the same. For the next group date, check out our website at mytruthchurch.com. And you can also check out my testimony at tinacook.org. So come, join me every other Saturday at 9 a.m. and come expecting.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 says this, "It is appointed to all men once to die, and after that, the judgment." How many know you're going to die? I know that's some shocking news to some of us because our life is just getting started out. But those of us that have been around a little while, we've been thinking about death for a while. Something happened to me when I turned 39, I started thinking about shelf life. Up until before 39, I was always thinking about, well, you know, what's next in my life? What's in front of me? Then all of a sudden, about 39, 40 years old, I started thinking about, how am I going to exit this place? What am I going to leave behind? How am I marking the next generation? What am I leaving behind when I move on and I check out? How many of you going to check out someday? Amen. I told the kids here on Thursday that we're out here for the Spiritual Emphasis Week. I said, you are the only generation that may not check out. Now, think about that. There will be a generation that will be alive on the earth when Jesus blows the trumpet and splits the eastern sky, and they just automatically step out of their shoes and defy the laws of gravity and enter into a glorified body without ever tasting death. Come on, isn't that exciting? But for the rest of us, we're going to die. That's the truth. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 2 says, death is the destiny of every living thing in this earthly realm, including men. How many know there's a cycle of life here? There's a seed that goes in the ground, it has to die, and then there's life. And after that life, it dies, and then there's life. We call that, in the Lion King circles, we call that the circle of life. Isn't that right? And survival of the fittest, they call it an evolution. The circle of life. There's a seed time and a harvest. That's a spiritual principle that's at work in the world today. That came from a heavenly realm, seed time and harvest. Somebody say seed time and harvest. Let me just say this to you. How many of you know that death was not the destiny for Jesus Christ? Isn't that right? When Jesus came walking through, death said, excuse me, let me get out of your way. I don't know who you are, but here's the keys. I don't know where you come from, but here's the keys to life and death. You obviously, I can't hold you in the grave. That's kind of exciting to me. Amen. Go ahead and look in Luke chapter 24. We're going to read in verse 1 through 8. It says, now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, but is risen. Somebody say he's risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and then on the third day rise again. And verse 8 says, and then they remembered his words. In Romans chapter 6, verse 9, it says, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him. That means death is not mastering him. He mastered death. Amen. So today we're celebrating Resurrection Day. They call it Easter in some circles, but it's Resurrection Day. We're celebrating the fact that death said, you're bigger than I am, and you're better than I am, and you're cooler than I am. I'm going to get out of your way, Jesus. I can't hold you down. Isn't that cool? So what is it that separates Jesus from all the other religious leaders of the world? It's simple. The grave could not hold him. And I'm going to prove that to you today. Death did not step aside for Muhammad. Death did not get out of the way for Buddha. Death didn't get out of the way for Gandhi. Come on, amen. Death didn't step aside for Confucius. Death said, nope, that's it for you. You're going in the ground. All of these guys were great philosophers. They were great theologians. Some of them were great teachers. But when it came time for them to die, they stayed dead. They stayed in the ground. Amen. Death didn't step aside for any of them. Hundreds of millions of people on the planet have put their faith in Muhammad. It's a religion called Islam. And he is dead and in the ground, and he hadn't got back up. Some people, thousands and hundreds of thousands and even millions of people, have put their faith in Buddha, but he's dead. Come on, somebody, he's dead. The truth is they are all dead, and they've been dead, and they ain't coming back from the grave, not in this realm. Are you here this morning? Not one of them has risen from the dead. Of all the great spiritual leaders throughout history, of all the great philosophers, of all the great prophets, of all the great men, Jesus is the only one to have ever claimed that he has come back from the grave. He's risen from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of our faith. It's the foundation of everything that we believe. It's the reason why we can say that we've been forgiven. It's the reason why we have a hope for a future. It's the reason why we know we're going to check out and check into heaven. It ain't we going from one place to another. You ain't checking out and that's it. You're checking into heaven when you leave here. If the resurrection never happened, then the whole New Testament is just a book of lies. It's a book of parables. It's a book of poetry, but it makes no sense. It's really pretty simple. No resurrection, no Christians. How many of you understand your faith is based on the resurrection? Without the resurrection, this Bible that we study and this Bible that we read is just a book of good advice. It's just a nice way to be nice to people. Come on, without the resurrection, what's the point? I mean, you understand what I'm saying, right? Are you there, right? Because we put up with foolishness all the time. We don't just put up with it for no reason. We put up with it because of the resurrection from the dead. Because we have a hope for a future. The resurrection is what validates who Jesus said he was. And what backs up the fact that what he taught was the actual truth about life. If there's no resurrection, then all of our faith is based on the teachings of some man that claimed to be somebody, that claimed to do some stuff. Amen. If there's no resurrection, then that means no life after death. In other words, Jesus did stay in the grave. And if Jesus stayed in the grave, then guess what? So will you. The resurrection is key to what we believe. If his work here ended on the cross, then he can't give us eternal life. Because you can't give what you ain't got. You can't give away something that you don't have. If there's no resurrection, then what is the meaning of life? How do we understand what life is? Can I just pose this to you? There is no meaning to life. Without the resurrection, there's no point to it at all. It's chaos. The world is a pretty meaningless place without hope for a future, without hope for eternity. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 19 says this, "If in this life we only have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiful." You understand what that means? In other words, if we only have Jesus for the nasty now and now, then we're the most miserable, gullible people in the world. If it's just Jesus for now, it's a cruel joke played on 2 billion people on the planet. If there was no resurrection, then there's no forgiveness of sins. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17 says, "And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins." So if there's no resurrection, then you're still a sinner.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church, whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group. There's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
The resurrection is essential to us as believers. If we're going to have any hope at all, that means we can't go without the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead. We've got to live by faith, knowing that we know that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. If somebody tells you they're a Christian, but they just think Jesus metaphorically got out of the grave, but he's still in the grave, I've got news for you this morning. They are not born again. They're believing a fantasy. They've been deceived because the resurrection is the key to life. The Guinness Book of World Records, there's a trial lawyer in the Guinness Book of World Records. His name is Sir Lionel Lucco. That's a funny name, ain't it? Lucco. He had 245 successful murder defenses in a row. Did not lose a trial 245 times. I mean, no, he's a pretty good lawyer. I mean, I watch Law and Order. Them dudes even lose once in a while, don't they? I mean, they win like for 6 months and then they lose one if you watch the show. Guy could not lose a trial. He had fame, he had success, he had wealth, but as he was getting older, he realized that there was something missing on the inside of him. There was something empty on the inside of him. And the older he got, the less sense life made to him. This thing of living in an emotional awareness, this thing of existing and then not existing anymore made no sense to his mind. And it just seemed to him that life was meaningless. When he got 63, he decided that he was going to start searching for answers, and he decided to investigate the life of Jesus Christ. He took his brilliant mind and he applied all of his resources to determining whether Jesus Christ was the real thing, whether he went to a cross, whether he was born of a virgin, and whether or not he actually rose from the dead. Pretty cool stuff. And what he discovered is that Jesus met all of his intellectual needs. Jesus met all of his spiritual needs. Jesus met all of his physical needs. And Jesus met all of his emotional needs. He wrote this in his journal: "I have spent more than 42 years as a defense trial lawyer in many parts of the world. And I say unequivocally that the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so overwhelming that it compels acceptance by proof, which leaves absolutely no room for doubt." Pretty cool stuff, huh? How about Simon Greenleaf, the founder of Harvard Law School? This guy built Harvard Law School. You ever heard of that little college, Harvard? Come on, our president went there. Harvard Law School. This is what he wrote about Jesus, about the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The testimony of the evangelist in 1874, he concluded, "It was therefore impossible," these are his words, "it was therefore impossible that they could have persisted in affirming the truths that they had narrated had not Jesus actually risen from the dead, and had they not known this fact as certainly as they knew any other fact." Isn't that amazing? Someplace like Harvard, God had founded it, believed that Jesus was raised from the dead based on the evidence that he discovered. Now, I know it's pretty difficult for us to believe that people raise from the dead because it's not something you see every day. What you do see every day is people getting killed and going into the grave, and we go to the cemetery and we have a funeral, don't we? That's why this story is so amazing. But guess what, folks? With Jesus, the tomb was empty. One of the biggest proofs we have that Jesus raised from the dead was that it was empty. When they went there, he wasn't there. There was no body. Some people say, well, he didn't really die on the cross. He was just passed out from all the pain and all the torture. And he was exhausted from the whole ordeal. They beat him and he couldn't take it. He passed out on the cross and they took him down thinking he was dead. And when they buried him in the tomb, after 3 days, the coolness of the tomb, he came back to life. Well, that's pretty cool thinking, I guess. But if you believe that, you've got to believe that he was able to remove 70 pounds of garments off of him, soaked in oils, in the linen to keep his body fresh. And then you got to believe that he actually rolled a 2-ton stone out of the way, and then he overpowered 16 Roman soldiers and walked up out of the place with stripes on his back, you know, head all beat up from a crown of thorns, nails in his hands, and holes in his feet. He did that. Pretty amazing stuff. And not only that, he had nothing to eat for 3 days. No food and water. Mummified. Amen. Dr. William D. Edwards, Journal of the American Medical Association, wrote this: "Clearly the weight of the historical medical evidence indicates that Jesus was dead before the wound in his side was inflicted. Accordingly, interpretations based on the assumption that Jesus did not die on the cross appear to be at odds with modern medical knowledge." In other words, the dude was dead. He was dead. They stuck the thing in his side and water and blood flowed out. That only happens to dead people. Amen. Here's another one. Some people say the disciples stole his body. You ever heard that one? I saw that on what's his name, James Cameron, that made the Titanic and Avatar movie. He's trying to prove that Jesus didn't raise from the dead. And he said, well, the disciples stole the body out of the tomb. If you look at Matthew chapter 28 and verse 12, it says, "When they had assembled the elders and consulted together, they gave the Roman soldiers a lot of money, saying, tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while he slept. And if he comes to the governor's ears, we'll appease him and make sure you're secure." In other words, we'll fill the governor in on the fact that you're lying about the disciples coming to take his body so that the governor won't kill you because he thought you were sleeping on the job. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. But think about this. First, the Roman soldiers were not allowed to sleep on duty. How many know the Roman soldiers were the elite of the elite? They didn't just put some guys out there to watch. This was a whole unit of 16 guys. These guys were brilliant. The Roman soldier was the best soldier in the world. They had conquered the whole world, been ruling the world for almost 400 years at this point, and they were known for their brutality. And they also knew that if they ever went to sleep on the job, then they were instantly killed. They didn't mess around. They had a strict obedience to the code. They changed watch just like any other military force. Every few hours, another batch would come in and relieve the other batch. Secondly, how would the disciples be strong enough to remove the stone and overpower the soldiers? The soldiers were pretty good fighters. Amen? So anyway, this is the thing that the Sanhedrin thought, and they planted this seed of doubt to spread this story. And the Sanhedrin, from the very beginning, knew that if the body of Jesus disappeared, then they would have a problem on their hand. So the Sanhedrin had really made it a point that the body would be guarded in the first place and that the disciples wouldn't get nowhere near it, because the Sanhedrin wasn't stupid. They probably thought the disciples would come try to steal the body. So their whole point was to keep them from stealing the body. Everybody understand that? Another popular theory today is that the disciples were hallucinating. They ate some wild mushrooms or something. Smoked something, I don't know. They wanted to believe so much that Jesus was alive that they saw something that just wasn't there. If we're going to believe that, then we got to believe that they all had the same hallucination. All of them. Hundreds of people that saw him. Amen? We also know that when the disciples first saw him, they didn't even believe he was Jesus. Matter of fact, when Thomas saw him, he said, I'm not going to believe unless I can put my hand in the holes on his hands and touch his side. How many of the disciples were pretty skeptical about this whole thing anyway? Amen? Yeah, the people that heard he was coming back and still didn't believe. They were skeptical. And this hallucination supposedly was the same hallucination for everybody. But when you have that many reports from that many witnesses, in court law we call that proof. I mean, it only takes two witnesses to have proof. I mean, there was hundreds of people that saw Jesus. The best explanation for the whole thing is that Jesus was actually telling the truth. Come on, amen? The simplest thing to believe is that Jesus did what he said he was going to do, and he raised from the dead. And you got to jump through some pretty big hoops to try to explain it any other way. The proof of the eyewitness testimony. The proof of the people that saw him after the crucifixion. If I told you, think about this, if I told you I hit a hole in one in golf and there wasn't nobody there to see it, you'd say, no, you didn't. I've seen you play golf before, Jason. You couldn't hit a hole in five. But if I teed the ball off and hit the ball 450 yards and it went right in the cup and there was 15 people there to see it and they all witnessed it, you'd believe me, wouldn't you? Because there's proof and eyewitness testimony. That's how that works. Anyone with common sense would believe something if there was a lot of witnesses to the fact that saw it.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support. Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now. $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
To register, you can reach us at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.